everybody. This is your girl, Shawana, here with another podcast. I hope everyone's having a great evening. I'm still so excited by doing this podcasting thing, doing my exodus movement, letting go and let God take control. I hope everyone's had a great day today. I have. I've been, you know, just pondering in the midst of doing whatever I can do to help somebody and let God lead me and to speak and use my voice and to use me. I want to talk about today is not good enough. That's my subject. You ever have someone tell you that you're not good enough, that you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, you're not good enough for anything? That's what I want to talk about today. Never let anyone tell you that you're not good enough, no matter what the situation is, because we're all God's children and we all are enough, because if we wasn't, He wouldn't have made us. So that's what I want to talk about for these few minutes. Not good enough. Not being good enough. I know in my life I've been told that. When I was growing up in school, me and my brother, we were in honors in high school and junior high school, and we made honor rolls in elementary and stuff like that. We were smart. Still is smart, I must say. But when I got into high school and then got into honors, well, junior high as well, I would have classmates tell me that you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You don't supposed to be in this class. Because where I came from, you know, I lived in the neighborhood, as we call the hood, you know, Scott Street, Detroit, that area over there, that was the hood. So, you know, you must say it was our Caucasian classmates that would say that. And some of my own color would say that. Oh, you think you all that. You don't supposed to be in no honors. You're not good enough to be in honors. But I had a lot of my Caucasian classmates that would say that. You don't deserve to be here. You're not good enough to be in here. But I was, because I was smart enough to be in the class. I had a 4.0 average or a 3.9 average. And me and my best friend would be like the only two black kids that was in the class. And come to find out, those same people, they were saying that I wasn't good enough and that she wasn't good enough to be in the class. Those people were not deserving to be there themselves. They wasn't smart enough their own selves to be in there. And the only reason why they were in that class is because they played football or basketball or whoever their parents was. They had the little status, so that's why they were in the class. And it was funny to me because when we had to take tests, when we had homework and projects, those same classmates would ask me and my best friend if they could cheat off our paper to pass, if we could write their reports for them and do their projects for them, because they didn't know how to do it because they wasn't smart enough. So it was funny to me that those people would say, "You're not good enough." But in actuality, they were the ones that wasn't good enough to be in the class because they wasn't smart enough. But you wanted to cheat off the hood girl that you say that wasn't good enough. So that's why I say you never let anyone tell you what you can't and cannot do and where you can and cannot be in life, because you are good enough because God made you and that was enough. I would tell my boys all the time, you never let anyone put you down and tell you that you can't do this and that you're not good enough, because there's nobody no better than you. My mom and dad would tell me and my brother that all the time. Nobody's better than you. And you never let anyone tell you that, because if you cut me and if you cut them, we're going to still bleed the same color blood, which is red. And they would tell that to us all the time. And I told my boys that, and I tell them that now. They're grown and they're learning the world and out trying to have their jobs and find their way in life. And I tell them, no matter what you do, if you're on a job, you don't ever let no one tell you you're not good enough to do the job, that you're not smart enough to have this position or that position. Because I had that happen to me as well. I worked good jobs and I had people tell me that you're not good enough to be a manager. You're not deserving to have this position, which I was. Because I was more qualified than you. And we have that. And I know a lot of us have gone through that and still going through that. And life and on our jobs, relationships, whatever the case is, you've been told that you're not good enough. Women, we've been told that we're not pretty enough. You're not good enough to have this man as your boyfriend or this man to be your husband. Same way with men. I know you've been told that you're not good enough to be a boyfriend to this girl or a husband, you know, or a wife. We've been told those things. Who are you to say that we're not good enough? You're not God. So that's why I say today, never let anyone tell you that you're not good enough for anything, because God made you, and just because he gave you breath in your body made you good enough for everything and anything, because we're his child and he's our father. So, and I know I had that independent spirit growing up, but along the way I fell down. I did. When I got assaulted, I lost all my self-esteem. I lost all that pride that I had. And I felt like I wasn't good enough for anything, because I didn't even want to be in this world. I felt like I wasn't good enough to have a man. I was not good enough to be a mother to my children. I was not good enough to be anything, because I was hurt. I had a hole in my soul after I was raped. And I just felt like I didn't want to be in this world, that I was not even good enough to be in this world, period. That I wasn't good enough to be God's child. And he never gave up on me, but many times I gave up on him, but he never let me go. He didn't. He let me go through whatever I had to go through for me to get back to where I am now, anchored. I'm back anchored in him. And I can speak this and say that I am good enough, because I am. No matter what I've been through, no matter what I've done, I'm still good enough, because he still loved me. So that's all I want to say to people. This little message, you are still good enough. No matter what you have done, God still loves you. He forgives you. He gives you renewed mercies every day, because he knows that you are good enough to continue to do whatever his will wants, that he wants you to do. So that's why I say, never let anyone tell you that you're not good enough for anything. If you're on your job, you're good enough to have that position as a CEO or a manager, shift lead or whatever. You're good enough to have it. If you're in a relationship with somebody, you're good enough to be that person's boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife. No matter what their friends or family say, you are good enough. And if you're not good enough, it's not their decision to say. It's up to whoever you're dating to do that. And if you're not good enough to have that position at their job, it's up for those people that are interviewing you for that job to say that. Nobody else. We don't listen to the naysayers, because everyone has something to say and have an opinion. And a lot of times people that say that you're not good enough, they're jealous, because they know you are good enough and they don't want to see you succeed. So you don't never let no one stop you from succeeding and moving forward. Keep on pushing and know that you are good enough. So I hope everyone have a great evening. I hope whatever I said will help somebody. And that you look in that mirror and wake up and say, I am good enough. I am God's child. He loves me. And that's all that matters. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.